Okay, let us see how you did. Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30. The sermon subject was Why Antioch. Number one says, what was so unique about Antioch in the text? Believers were first called Christians in this city and at this church. What verse supports your answer? That's verse 26. Which city should have stated this first? It should have been Jerusalem. Provide several reasons using Acts chapters 1 through 11 as a guide. You could have said anything along the lines of, this is where the Holy Ghost first made his earthly dwelling. You could have said that all of the apostles were centered in Jerusalem. You could have said this was the religious center for all of the Jews, and that Jerusalem was known to be a religious center. Anything along those lines would have been good to substantiate why they should have been, the believers in Jerusalem should have been called a Christian first. Number three. To Antioch, it was an enlightenment, but to Jerusalem, it was an indictment. What does this statement mean? Well, enlightenment simply means to learn. We learned, we were enlightened by the powerful fact that the believers in Antioch were called Christians. But it was an indictment on Jerusalem, meaning that this should have already occurred for them. It should not have been 14 years after the resurrection of Christ that believers were first called Christians. Hopefully you had a good discussion with that. Approximately, I think I just told you, approximately how old was the church by the time we arrive in Acts 11? We're talking about anywhere from 12 to 14 years old. The suffix eon means to have identity with the head / leader. This reveals that a church can preach Christ, sing about Christ, do ministry in the name of Christ, serve Christ, and yet not be identified with Christ. That should have been a great discussion. Christians with an S literally means Jesus people, and without the S, it means Jesus person. So if you're called a Christian, that means that you have been referred to as being a Jesus person. If you are one in a group and they call you Christians with an S, that means you're Jesus people. What a compliment. Number seven, who gave believers this nickname? The unbelievers in Antioch gave them that name. Do you live in such a way that people call you this? Do people nickname you as a Christian? Do they call you a Christian? Number eight. Investigating verses 19 through verse 30, there are several contextual clues that provide an answer for why this occurred first in Antioch. The first is this city or church was led by the right men. Who were the men? Of course, those men were firstly Barnabas, that's in verse 22, Saul in verse 25, and then the men of Cyprus and Cyrene in verse 20. All right. Number nine, Barnabas means encouragement. Is this critical for new believers? In other words, is encouragement critical for new believers? Of course it is. We try to explain and expound upon this Sunday that when believers first come in, they need assurance, and they need to feel like they belong. They need to feel the love of the people around them. They need encouragement to continue in the way of faith. They need to be encouraged, and they need to be coached. Okay, so of course encouragement is crucial for new converts of new believers. What did the men in verse 20 do that the men in verse 19 did not do? And that is, they preached to Grecians. Verse 19, they just preached to the Jews, but the men of Cyprus and Cyrene preached to Grecians. This meant that the Antiochian church identified the right market. Okay, verse number 11. I got this preacher's in me so deep. Keep calling these numbers verses. The church today has become satisfied with praising and discussing Jesus among themselves, but failed to discuss him with sinners who need him most! Exclamation point. What was the right message that was preached to the sinner population? Verse 20 said they were preaching the Lord Jesus. What verse supports your answer? I just told you verse 20. Luke says this because some churches were compromisingly preaching how to become a Jew rather than how to come to Jesus. Okay, and when I'm talking about how to become a Jew, you know, they had certain things, ritualistic things that they did as a culture of people, circumcision being one of those things. And so Jews wanted unbelievers to first become a Jew before they can come to Jesus, but that ain't what Christ said. That's not the Bible. But now, there were people in the Bible that were practicing that, but that's not the way of salvation. Number 13, Barnabas, when he arrived in Antioch, saw the grace of God. This meant that the Antioch believers had the right maturity. In an unmatured church, visitors see works, what people are doing. But in a mature church, they see grace. In verse 26, we see repetition pattern, which indicates the Antioch church had the right method. This church emphasized the importance of teaching. Why is it so important? Everything that is wrong in a church can be traced back to a lack of teaching. Everything that is wrong with a person, with an individual, can be traced back to a lack of teaching, or it can be traced back to teaching that they never did adhere to. Hopefully that was a good discussion. What does dearth mean? It means famine. Where did this occur? In all of the known Roman world. What did the Antiochian church do to help the Jerusalem church? They provided relief. These Gentilian new converts, these new Christians, raise money. The Bible actually calls it relief, and sent this to the church of Jerusalem by the hands, of course, of, as verse 30 would say, of Barnabas and Saul. This meant that the Gentiles of Antioch had the right manner. We don't do evil for evil. We don't do tit for tat. When people do us wrong, we do right by them. Does not mean that we're a fool, but it means that we have a Father that we love and that we are going to please, and the love of Father is within us. Hopefully this was good. God bless you. Bye-bye.